People sometimes ask me if I became the Ron Van Dam Show announcer because I love what Ron does and I love his comedy. Well, no. It's because Ron broke me out of a Tijuana prison back in 82 and smuggled me across the border in a suitcase in the trunk of a Yugo. And I still owe him for that. Muchas gracias, mi amigo. You're listening to the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. I am the person whose name is in the title of the damn thing. Hey, hold on. Don't go anywhere. I've got an incredible show for you. This is going to be worth your time, I guarantee you. No money back here because you're not paying anything, but still, this is going to be a great show. Either you support Trump or you don't. There's not too much in the middle. Either you love the guy or you hate his guts. Either you kiss his behind every opportunity you get, or you wish he would have a bad hemorrhoid problem. One way or the other, ladies and gentlemen, today's show is going to be quite interesting for you. We are going to name the companies and the heads of companies that donate to the Trump campaign, and we're also going to give you some insight on celebrities that actually are Trump supporters. Now, why am I doing this? I have no idea. I'm not saying you should support Trump or you shouldn't. I'm just saying here's a list of the peoples who actually support him, both financially and verbally. I think it will be interesting to you. I'm not suggesting that when I name the companies and the heads of companies that actually support Trump and give him money, that you should boycott. I never said the word boycott. You said that. I'm just giving you information. These are checked out, justified people that support Trump. Are you ready to get going? Do you want to just jump right into this like the cold ocean? Do you want to do that? By the way, what's up with that? What do they call that? The Polar Bear Club? We're in the middle of the winter. They strip down, sometimes totally naked, which is disgusting in its own right, or in their swim trunks. They go running into the ocean in January or February, the coldest days of the year, and they find it exhilarating. This is where I question the validity of the human race. This is where I question how brains are wired. Anyway, let's get started. Let's start with the celebrities. Now, these people have been Republicans always, and they didn't change when Trump came around. They remain Republicans and are proud of it. Here are those that claim that they are Republicans. The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, is that his name? He's a big man. I'm not going to fool with him. The Rock apparently is a Republican. Morgan Brittany, I don't know who she is. James Caan, an actor from, a long time ago, still around, big supporter. Dean Cain, he hosts a television show on the WC, that's Water Closet. I don't know what it's called, the CW, called Masters of Illusion. He was Superman on television, the new generation of Superman, if you remember that. Dean Cain, Adam Carolla. I was surprised about that. Stacey Dash, no idea. Robert Duvall, a very established actor. Clint Eastwood, we know that because Clint Eastwood was very vocal on the Republican side many times ago during the Obama confrontations. Clint Eastwood, the Republican. Sarah Michelle Gellar is a Republican supporter. Mel Gibson, makes sense. Jim Fitzpatrick, Kelsey Grammer. Kelsey, man, come on. Whatever, Kelsey. Patricia Heaton. She was on Everybody Loves Raymond, had her own show for a while. I don't know if it's still on because nobody watches it. Christy Swanson. Chuck Norris, makes sense. John O'Hurley, the guy who was on Seinfeld. He announces the dog shows. Funny guy. He's Republican. Donnie and Marie Osmond, staunch Republicans. Who knew? Donnie and Marie. Come on, man. Interesting stuff. David Lee Roth. Mariano Rivera. I have no idea who that is. Antonio Sabato Jr. Adam Sandler is a Republican. Adam freaking Sandler. Arnold Schwarzenegger. We know that. Gene Simmons, the head guy in Kiss. Gary Sinise. Sylvester Stallone. Jean-Claude Van Damme, my namesake. Embarrassing. Trey Parker, Trey Crazy. John Voight, yeah, makes sense. Vince Vaughn. Bruce Willis is a staunch Republican. And James Woods. Those are just a few of them. We know that Chuck Woolery is also a staunch Republican. Dennis Miller. Tim Allen. Not that you shouldn't enjoy their characterizations and their performances, whatever. You know, this is a free country. This is what we fight for. We fight. We lose lives for freedom. Also, the right to vote. We'll talk about that some other time. As you know, that's in jeopardy right now, the right to vote. Taken away by the very president who sits in the White House. I think you know what's going on. If you don't, check that out. We'll talk about it in shows to come. All right, let's talk about Republican companies. You might love their product, and that's fine. You know, just because someone works in a company or owns a store or a franchise in a company doesn't mean that they follow the same political views. But these companies are Republican companies run, CEOs, etc., by staunch Republicans who are quite vocal. Those companies are Taco Bell, Wendy's, Target, Pepsi, Angel Soft, the freaking bathroom tissue people, Applebee's, Urban Outfitters, Outback Steakhouse, Wonder Bread. These are companies that are run by Republican supporters. Arby's, Red Lobster. Oh, no, Red Lobster. White Castle, well, that makes sense by the title. Marriott Hotels, Home Depot, Chick-fil-A, kind of figured that one out a long time ago, and Walmart. Didn't Walmart remove guns from their stores like a year ago or something? I'm surprised that they're run by Republican supporters. Now, in some cases, and I don't know which ones. I do in a few cases, but I don't want to get into it. In some cases, the corporate people have actually asked their employees to donate to the Republican Party and to match their donations on a corporate level. That's a little freaking weird. Don't mix politics with companies. And just because I tell you the name of these companies doesn't mean you shouldn't buy stuff from them, because there are many there are thousands of employees who need to work and can't leave their jobs by saying, well, I don't agree with you politically, so I will not feed my children. So, you know, we can't go that far. All right, let's continue. Here's the information that is going to blow your little pants off. Are you having fun? So would you like something to eat while I do this? No? Okay, I'll continue. All right, okay, fine. All right, these are Trump supporters. I'm not talking about the Republican Party here. In some cases, they don't match up. Now we're talking the nitty-gritty. This is the actual soil in the pants we're talking about here. These are actual Trump supporters. These are people and companies, people who run companies, who have actually donated to the Trump organization, to the Trump campaign. Here we go. Get ready. Strap one on. Goya. Goya. G-O-Y-A. This is the food company. You see them on the supermarket shelves. Sometimes they take up the whole aisle. The beans, the sauces, the excellent food. I buy Goya brand all the time. Goya is a Trump supporter. As a matter of fact, Trump's little daughter there, that Ivanka woman, she's actually been seen holding up cans of Goya beans on camera to promote Goya. You see, when you promote the Donald Trump people, they will promote your product. I know. It's not supposed to be that way, but all the aren't supposed to things are like, forget it now. Forget the aren't supposed to. They do it. Home Depot. Home Depot, man. Bernard Marcus runs Home Depot. He's the top man, and he has donated millions upon millions to the Trump campaign. A lot of these to the Trump inauguration. Taco Bell. Taco Bell. What am I going to do if I can't eat their food and go to the bathroom immediately? Oh, no. I mean, they are the reason that I go to the bathroom. The WWE, that's the wrestling organization. Linda McMahon donates millions upon millions to Trump. The UFC, we know Trump loves the UFC and WWE wrestling, so that makes sense. Molson Coors, the beer people, Trump donators. Snapchat, whatever. Is Snapchat even necessary for anything? Don't we have enough of that stuff? Marvel Entertainment. What? Yeah, the head of Marvel Entertainment. That company supports Donald Trump. Estee Lauder. Estee, what's going on, Estee? Estee Lauder. Revlon. Trump supporters on the corporate level. Revlon. L.L. Bean. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Many of the Vegas hotel chains as well, the Vegas casinos, the Sands, which is one of the larger Vegas casino operators, very big Trump supporters. Shell Oil, no surprise there. Yeah. They would definitely support Trump based on what Trump would do to relax the oil drilling restrictions. Nathan's. Man, the hot dog company of the world. Head of it, Trump supporter. New Balance. I'm afraid I don't know what that is. That a margarine? I'm sorry. Is that a margarine or an exercise club? I'm sorry, I don't know. They support Trump. The leaders of that company do. Lending Tree. I see commercials for that on TV. Lending Tree. Here's one that's going to blow your socks right off your feet, whether it be the summer or the winter, whether you need socks or not. CVS. CVS. The top people in CVS have donated to Trump and Trump things. Political donations from CVS to Trump. Planet Fitness. What planet are they from? Planet Fitness, the, Trump supporters on the corporate level. AT&T, Charles Schwab, the financial people. Here's one that is going to piss people off. Bank of America, which is linked with Merrill Lynch. They have donated to the Trump campaign. And things like that. BP, another oil company. Here's one that you may have known, you may not have known. This is a kind of a weird one. You know that Mike Lindell, he's had quite a sordid history. And then he started this company called My Pillow, which turned into a billion-dollar deal. My Pillow, through the years, has been hawked by other Republican supporters, such as Don Imus and others who plug away, including Donald Trump, who says My Pillow is the best pillow ever. I wonder why. Could it be because Mike Lindell gave you a lot of money politically? This is your payoff thanks. This is what happens. Someone donates to your campaign, you can probably, well, run the post office, let's say. You'll get that job. Mike Lindell has visited the White House on many occasions and has become quite familiar with Donald Trump and has slipped a few times and said that he's interested in politics and running for office on the Republican ticket. He is a friend of Trump, he has become. So I don't know if you have the pillows, eat these foods, drink this stuff. You do what you want with this information. I'm not telling you what to do with it. But I think it's interesting knowledge to know which heads of companies are not only Republican, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with Republican. But there is, as far as I'm concerned, to supporting Donald Trump financially. That's the information. I'm going to run through the companies again really quickly. Someday I'll tell you who the great Democratic contributors are. As a matter of fact, we'll do that at some point during this week in order to celebrate the Democratic National Convention, which is going to be weird because there's going to be no people there, no audience, no cheering, no applause. It's going to be odd, but let's see what happens. Again, the companies, the heads of companies who have donated to the Donald Trump political campaign or to the inauguration, etc. Goya, Home Depot, Taco Bell, WWE Wrestling, UFC, Molson Coors, Snapchat, Marvel Entertainment, Estee Lauder, Revlon, L.L. Bean, the Sands Hotel and Casinos in Vegas, etc. Shell Oil, Nathan's, New Balance, LendingTree, CVS, Planet Fitness, AT&T, Charles Schwab, Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, BP, and the MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell. That's a short list. That's not all. That's a short list of there you go. And we named some celebrities, of which there are many more as well. This is a country divided at this point. We are basically in a verbal civil war. No guns, no violence. Well, we'll see. But a verbal civil war to the point where, in my estimation, you might as well divide the country. Those of you that support this stuff that's going on now, that's your country. Those of you that don't support it, that's your country. You know, of course, that's an absurd thing to do and an absurd thing that could never happen. We almost tried that hundreds of years ago, and that was quite a not a good thing. The answer is to somehow come together, but for some reason, that's just not happening. It's getting more divided. This will be the most interesting election ever, ever. And I expect that more people will vote during this election than inhabit the earth. I mean, it's going to be an incredible election. My bottom line, and this will piss me off no more than anything else, everybody must vote. You must make it available to every person to vote. You cannot rig the post office or destroy the post office so the mail doesn't get delivered for mail-in votes during a pandemic. That should be a federal offense. Everybody, make it as easy as possible to vote. Everybody must vote. If one person is denied their voting rights, then all your wars for freedom and the right to vote and express your opinion in an election has gone for naught, and that shall not happen. Okay. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I have an interesting guest coming up later in the program. I think that will be of great interest to you. I have no idea. I'm assuming it will be. I really don't know. In the meantime, do you need work done around your house? Yeah, everything's focused on your house and your apartment and stuff. I got somebody that can help you out to do those little handyman jobs that you can't do. Check this out.
Hi, this is Bob Robinson from Bob's Handy Around the House. I'm a local handyman. I've been in business for the last 50 years on my own, doing light repair work in our area. Whatever you need done, carpentry, painting, floors, tiling, yard work, I can do it all for you. I'll come to your home and do the work for a very reasonable fee. Naked. I should probably mention that I will be naked while I do this work. Buck naked, not a stitch on me, waving in the wind, in my birthday suit, showing what God gave me, naked as a jaybird. I'll be naked the whole time. I show up naked, I do the work naked, you pay me while I'm naked. Bob's Handy Around the House, Bob Robinson. You can look me up on Facebook, where I am naked.
Ron Berger is Chief Academic Officer, EL Education. And, well, we've got a lot of students preparing to go back to school, and this is a very topical thing to discuss. You have a new book, I understand, that is on the subject matter of how important school is to students and all that kind of stuff.
We do, Ron. So our new book, the title is We Are Crew, mm-hmm. A Teamwork Approach to School Culture. And our book is about the importance of having a school culture mm-hmm. that is supports the fullness of who kids are. So we need to be tending to their academic health, right. But equally their physical health and their social emotional health. And I think people are clearer on that now than they've ever been, that we need to think of the whole child when we're making sure kids are doing okay.
It's almost as if when this whole thing started, you sat down, you wrote the book really quickly. It's weird.
It's true. We actually started the book 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But it really is a moment when people are waking up to this understanding that we can't just be focused on academic health if we're not equally focused on social emotional wellness for kids and their physical wellness, and that we need to make sure kids are looked out for of all ages right now, and staff too. So, you know, our book is about how to build a school culture that supports staff physical, emotional, social health, and their academic growth, and kids too, at the same time. That those have to both be a focus of school.
Yeah, how intricate and important is socialization in the schools as far as that's concerned? When I think back on my childhood, a lot of it took place in the schoolroom or school building atmosphere, and those are the things I remember. Is that a foundation, or is that just something I went through?
No, I mean, there's actually a whole new field of science, Ron, the science of learning and development, because now that we can do much more careful brain science and we sort of know what parts of the brain are activated for what kinds of learning, there's a whole scientific field right now in education of looking at the conditions under which kids can learn well. And it's really clear that kids need to feel physically and emotionally safe, that they need to feel like they belong and that they're valued in order for them to be able to learn well.
Yeah.
Although I would say that I think parents have always known that. I mean, if your child did not feel safe and welcome in school, did not feel like she belonged in school, really hard for her to have her learning, her heart in her learning, and have herself really open for learning. So I think it's always been, the families have always known that their kids have to feel supported and safe in school for them to flourish academically. Mm-hmm. But now there's also a scientific base for that, too, that we understand. You really need a culture that makes kids feel okay to be there.
Yeah, it opens up a whole different little legs to this body of conversation. Have children always felt that safe in school? A lot of them were bullied, were outcasted. That's where you can get into a club or not get into a club in a social sense. School violence, as far as, you know, those horrible situations with lockdowns and invasions of schools, is that something that we've been evolving in the wrong direction, where schools were more of a home base and now they're a little bit more of a what do we do?
That's funny. That's a really good question, and I'm not sure there's a research base that I would point to for that, because I'm not sure. My own sense is that things haven't gotten worse in any way, but that it's always been the case that certain kids felt safe and at home in school, and other kids, because of their race or their background or their physical abilities or their cognitive abilities, have never felt like they really fit in. Like, culturally, it was a hard fit for them. They didn't feel as safe. And that schools have always had some levels of exclusion and bullying, unwelcomingness for kids. And that's actually the whole point of our book, is how do you build a school culture that's not that way, a school culture where everybody feels respected and valued. And we've been around as a nonprofit for 28 years, and during that time, we have a lot of incredibly successful public schools that started like this. They started with building a culture where people felt valued and felt supported, and now the academic results are really great. And people often think, well, what did you do with the academic work to get there? And we have to say, well, it didn't start actually there. It started with having a school where people felt valued, and then they could get into much more challenging academics because they felt safe to take risks with their learning.
You know, Ron, it sounds like there's a comparison to later in life when you get into the real world, where you're accepted or you're not accepted. I know that when I was working at a particular job, I looked forward in the morning to getting up, getting dressed, and going to work. It's where my friends were. Even they were work partners, but they became friends. It was a good environment. I actually looked forward to going to work. And as a result, I was very successful at that job. I did a great job. Is that similar to the setup in school, where if you look forward to going to school, thus you are more successful in that school?
I think absolutely so. You know, so, Ron, I work with this nonprofit. We're called EL Education. And we work with schools all over the country. And we don't own any schools. We're not a charter management organization. Right. We just support schools to become better. We help new districts open new schools or charter boards to open new schools. And we've always had this feeling that if kids feel excited about going to school, if they feel like school's a place where I can be my best self, where I can shine, everything goes better for them.
Yeah.
Because in truth, like, kids' academic success is most dependent on how much heart they put into it. If kids really care about doing well, they'll do well. And I think we need schools that inspire kids to care, just like a good job for you inspired you to be your best self.
Yes. So you consult to embed a business in an environment. And in this case, the business would be the school system.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And so we act as coaches for schools and districts, and we also provide free resources for schools and districts that they can use to build their cultures, make them better. And we don't actually separate between academic health of kids and social-emotional health of kids. Like, we combine those two. So kids are learning their literacy work, their math work all day, and they're also learning to be better people and treat others well. Like, those two are more powerful when they're combined than when they're separated.
If someone's listening who's a member of a school committee or a parent who thinks that their school may benefit, how would they get in touch? How would they get more information?
Well, our website, which is just eleducation.org, is full of free resources. In fact, everything we create other than our books is offered for free. We can't give away our books because we're printing them, but we have over 300 videos that are free. We have a whole literacy curriculum that's being used across the country by districts that's offered for free. We have hundreds of models of student work that are for free. And so I hope people from any school or parents would go on the website and just download anything that's useful to them. Like, our mission is to just spread this work wherever we can, and I hope people will find it useful.
I don't see why it shouldn't be used in every model. That's excellent what you do, and fantastic. All right, one more time, that's eleducation.org. It sounds so simple to take advice like that and to make it work for you. I don't know. Sometimes the simplest things are the most obvious. All you need is someone to put it forward who knows what they're talking about, and that sounds like that's what's happening here. Ron Berger, thank you so much for your time today. Pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you for giving me time to talk about our resources and wishing everybody well and in this really tough reopening period for schools.
Well, it's tough if you don't do it right. If you do it right, it's not as tough. But people need to be responsible, and then it comes together. Thank you, sir. Well, thank you for your indulgence today. I'm going to be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. Now, that's not a threat. I'm just saying. And I hope you join me each and every day at the time of your choice. I'm always sitting here waiting for you to click on me or turn me on, baby. Make me a part of your routine. That's kind of sounds weird, doesn't it? Yeah, I don't like that. Follow me here. Look, now I'm over here. Follow me. No, now I'm over here. You got to follow me, man. Go to your app, whatever, and follow the program. It helps us out. If you don't follow or like the program, that's a clicking thing when you like something. I don't know what I'm talking about. If you continue to do that, this show costs nothing to you. If you don't, I may have to charge you oodles of money and perhaps donate to a campaign. I don't know. I don't even know what that meant. Have you noticed I don't know what a lot of things mean? Because this world is so freaking crazy. I don't understand what the hell's going on. I know what's going on, but I don't understand why. I don't understand why people can't fix things. Get a handyman to fix the freaking country. Why can't we get a handyman to do that? Hammer and nails? I don't care if you're naked or dressed. Fix the damn country. Fix the virus. Fix the country. Fix my air conditioning. Sometimes that doesn't work. That's not a happy thing. Let's fix things. All right. I've had it. I've had enough of this. I know you have other things to do. I can't imagine what, but I know you do. So go do them. And say hello to everybody for me. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. Until then, I wish you peace. Put a smile on your face. Come on.